The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website anytime, askkelvin.ca. That's ask, KELVIN.ca. You click on the schedule call link and you book a time and date when you can sit down and have a conversation with Kelvin, the Money Guy. Or you can give him a call. That's a great way to get a hold of him. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And you get planning on your finances, you get planning on your life, and you make sure that you're ahead of the problems that you're going to face. We'll be talking about your tax return. Potentially a good problem to have. The government took too much of your money, and now they want to give it back. That is so nice of them. Kelvin, how are you doing today? How have you been this week?
I am doing well. Actually, I went golfing on Monday, I think it was. So it was a nice day.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was my first round for the nine holes anyways.
How's your
the
game?
Weather, hopefully. Yeah, terrible. So hopefully now we're going to get, for Monday, we'll get nice weather and maybe, you know, it'll continue sunny and warm and people feel good again, you know. So, yeah, other than that, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Things are going well here. Everyone is happy, so I can't complain. Mm-hmm. Kids are enjoying some of that warm weather. You know, we're not we're not golfing, but maybe we'll do a little mini putt or something like that. That's more my speed these days.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that, of course, we've been covering through the week was the federal budget that dropped early this week, talking about all sorts of things that they sort of hinted at, money that they're promising, money that they're spending that they don't have, which is some problem that many individuals have, but you wish the government didn't have, but also how they're planning to do that, how they're planning to pay for that is with an increased capital gains tax, which seems to be something that is getting a lot of the ink on these days, is what that capital gains tax is going to mean for on a broad level on the economy in general. But, you know, Kelvin, of course, you know, you're handling people's their money. What is it? What do you see and what are you telling clients about this capital gains tax and what it could mean for people who are just, you know, investors or have investment properties and things like that?
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny, capital gains tax, we all had $500,000 lifetime, right? And then, of course, they took it away years and years ago, decades ago, I guess. And we had $100,000 capital gain lifetime, that's gone. And it used to be 25% of our marginal tax rate, 50% of our margin. Now they want to raise it, I think, in June 24th. For anybody who have over $250,000, to raise it to 75%. Of your marginal tax rate. So it's not, you know, it's not a good thing. I mean, of course, the government doesn't have any money, so they're looking everywhere they can get it. But overall, I mean, the budget was just more about housing, it looked like, you know. It didn't seem like it did anything. And students, it didn't do anything for the average middle-class guy, you know, who really needs the help. I mean, with gas going up, you know, the other day to like 14 cents.
Crazy.
Yeah, and then, of course, when gas goes up, food, everything else goes up. So it really didn't do anything, in my opinion, to help the average guy, right? So the capital gains tax, I mean, yeah, sure, they'll tax rich people. But, you know, what did it do to help the average guy? Nothing. So what are you going to do?
Right? Yeah. And do you feel like some of those rich people might look to divulge themselves of some assets to ahead of the the date where that tax is going to increase?
I have a feeling they will. So I'll see my own clients and so on in the next few months how they feel. Because it's quite a big jump, you know. It's a 25% jump in the capital gains tax. So we're going to have to do, again, our business is going to change in the financial planning world. You're going to have to sit down with your advisor. If you don't have one, make sure you get one to figure out these little nuances that happens every so often when there's a budget, right? So I think maybe before June we'll do a show on that, on the how it's going to impact you and so on and so forth. So yeah.
Speaking
So
of taxes, of course, there's also, like I teased ahead of the budget talk, is you could have a tax return, a positive thing, not taxes, not taxes where they want more coming out of your pocket, but they'll say, hey, sorry, taxpayer, we took too much, and now we're going to give you a little bit of that back. And that can feel pretty good to a lot of people. I know, for my own family, we found out we're going to be getting a decent amount of money back. And it sort of made us feel a little bit easier about some of the plans that we had made, thinking, well, we were sort of cutting it close to the line on some things, but getting a little bit of a return back makes it feel a little bit better. And what is it, Kelvin, that you think that people need to learn about those tax returns? And I guess we'll spend the bulk of the show talking about how you should be spending that tax return and what you should be doing with it.
Yeah, so it's funny when you get a big tax return, it's really a bad thing because it means the government had your money all year, right? But when do you think income tax started? Any idea?
I seem to remember reading that it had something to do with one of the world wars. Is that right?
Yeah, it started in actually 107 years ago in 1917, and it was under the Income Tax War, the Income War Tax Act, is what they call it, right? And now it was only supposed to be a little thing to cover the cost of the war, but like I say, 107 years later, we're still paying for the war. It looks
Apparently,
like.
yeah, we're still paying
Yeah.
for a war in France 100 years
I mean,
later.
it's funny because I remember growing up in Montreal, and I don't know if people are listening, but we had to pay the Champlain Bridge. You had to pay, and everything we go over, you threw a quarter in the thing, right? To pay for the bridge, of
Right,
course.
a toll.
Years and years went by, and you still kept on paying for the bridge, but it was already paid for. Same thing like this income tax thing. And then in 1920, the manufacturer's sales tax came in, and then all these other types of sales tax, and it's still with us now, right? And then when you look at taxes, you look at the GST, it was started in 1991, and at that time it was 7%. And then, of course, they did all their due diligence and everything else. And in 1997, the famous HST started, which we didn't like. And and Ontario didn't adopt it until 2010, which is now 13%, HST. So yeah, so we're taxed everywhere we go. Income tax, car, food tax, whatever we do, we're paying a ton of money in tax. So well, with the tax filing deadline upon us now, like if you're diligent and file on time, you find yourself in one of three possibility scenarios, right? You either owe nothing, which is the ideal place to land, which you are, right?
Yeah, nice to not owe anything because I've
Yeah,
spent a lot
and
of
a better
years
thing.
where I consistently, I don't know if it was just because I was working a lot of different jobs at the same time, so different companies were taking different amounts off of my paycheck based on the small income I was making from each little pot, and then I wound up not paying enough by the time I filed my taxes. So every single year, I found I was owing taxes in that time period when I was sort of working a la carte for a bunch of different people.
Yeah, well, that's one of the problems. The second scenario is you'll receive a refund, which means really means is you overpaid your taxes for the year, but you feel good. And the third scenario is you have an outstanding balance owing. So those are the three scenarios you're going to have when you file your tax. So what do we do? So I'm going to talk about some ideas to avoid owing at tax time, so you have to do it next year again, like you said, and maybe some things and ways to allocate your tax refund. So if you find yourself in a situation where you owe at tax time, it rather seems to be a reoccurring issue year after year, like you said. So some things you might want to do to mitigate the situation is, when you have multiple, and you actually hit it on the head, when you have multiple sources of income, part-time jobs, a full-time, a part-time job, the full-time job don't know that you have a part-time job. So they tax you appropriately based on, what income they pay you. And the part-time guy doesn't know that you have a full-time job, so they tax you. So when you get to that year end, well, guess what? Your overall tax, marginal tax rate has gone up. So now you owe big time. And there's a problem. I'm not saying not to have a part-time job because people, needed to make ends meet in today's world, but you really need to have a look at what you do, right? The second thing to do is some pre-return tax planning before RSP deadline, which is March 1st. So kind of do like a mock what my income is and what taxes, there's lots of tax calculators that you can go into or talk to your advisor and they'll figure it out for you. And maybe you want to make that RSP contribution. I'm not a big RSP fan, but you can do a FHSA or an RSP depending on where you are. So the idea is, why not pay yourself versus paying CRA, right? So those are some of the little couple of things that you little things that you want to do. But like everything, Chris, we really don't think about it till April.
And it's already
And
too
when,
late.
well, when April comes, it's too late. There's nothing you can do,
Well,
right?
that's it. And I think that a lot of people are probably like me, sort of baffled by numbers. So when you start to think about how much you owe and the difference that you would have to contribute to an RSP to try and balance that out, it becomes sort of difficult and hard to understand. And listen, if it's hard for the accountants at your workplace to figure out how much you should be taxed, then it's going to be hard for you to figure out. And that's why you need
Right.
someone like Calvin, the money guy, on your side.
Yeah, like I don't do taxes. I'm not a tax guy, but I affiliate myself with accountants and so on that can help you, or I can talk to you and give the information to the accounts to help you not to pay. Another thing you can do is make sure you're taking advantage of all the available tax deduction and credits available to you. So maybe after break, we'll talk a little bit about that and see if there's anything in the budget maybe that helped you. But yeah.
Awesome. That is coming up as we continue with Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget to give Calvin a call. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can visit his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. A whole lot more of Your Life, Your Money coming up on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money here on 640 Toronto. I'm Chris Creston, joined as always by Kelvin, the Money Guy. I want you to put this phone number in your phone. Hold on to it. Even if you're not going to call today, you're going to want it standing by for when you've got a question about your money life. It's 416-457-PLAN. That's 416-457-7526. Put it in your phone, put it under the name Calvin the Money Guy, and when you've got a question about your money, you can give Calvin a call. Or you can go to his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, and book a meeting with him by clicking the schedule a call link in the top right-hand corner. Today, we're talking about not only what you should be doing with the ta money that you might be getting in a tax return, but also how to avoid owing in the future, which is such a huge part of it. Like, you don't really, what you're supposed to be doing, like Calvin mentioned in the previous break, is breaking even. You don't want to be getting money back, because that means that the government's been holding on to your money and you're not earning any interest, you're not earning any growth on it, and you don't want to owe money, obviously. So breaking even is the ideal situation. Kelvin, before, when we were talking about it, I was bringing up a time period in my life when I was working multiple jobs, and I'm sure a lot of people in this day and age are working multiple jobs, or people listening to us who may have a full-time job and they're moonlighting doing something else, and they might find themselves every year perpetually owing money and thinking, how am I going to deal with this? Is there any one way you could talk to your employer, the accounting team, and just say, hey, listen, this is, you got to figure out this tax situation so I'm not owing every year?
I mean, the easiest and simplest solution is to have the employer take the money right out of source. Because you know how we are. We're going to get the money and, oh, I'll buy an RSP later. And then we don't. And then tax time comes, oh my God, I got to pay all this money. So, yeah, always do like a mock return to see where you are. And you know, maybe this year you might have to pay taxes, but next year you'll say to yourself, okay, I'm not gonna, now I know what my incomes are gonna be, so I'm gonna try and avoid it. You know, maybe shelter some money, maybe do consistently, you know, put $100 into an RSP or something like that. But yeah, ask your employer to take a little bit more off your thing. A big thing is pension people. You know, people that are getting their CPP. Typically the pensions don't tax you enough, you know. So
Really?
when you, yeah, when you get to that age, when you're 65 plus and you're collecting your CPP, well, you're very limited to your income, right? So, you know, you get really stung by, you know, and then when you have to RIF your money, your RSP money, well, that's a big problem. So there's a lot of these things you need to look at right now, so that when we get into April 2025, you don't have these problems like you had last year. One of the things people need to look at is claiming deductions, you know, credit expenses if you're self-employed, you know, like your personal income tax. So maybe, you know, call your accountant, call your advisor. They're always affiliated with accountants and so on. And just have a look, you know, at what type of things I can claim. You can't claim everything. The fourth thing I think for people is to keep diligent records of all the receipts, especially self-employed people. Keep a logbook of your travel, you know, your expenses, all that kind of stuff, because the CRA is getting really, really tough now. You know, they need to collect money from all of us, and they're getting very, very tough in things like that. So that's one thing you can do. And again, file your taxes on time to avoid having paid, you know, the late penalties, right? And the accruing interest. Self-employed people, individuals have until June 15th to file your returns, but they got to keep in mind, if you owe, you need to pay that tax bill by April 30th to avoid late fees, right? So that's a big problem for some people. The CRA charges an immediate 5% on late penalties, on late, yeah, late penalty, right? If you violate, and then 1% interest on your standing balance for every month that you don't pay. So that could add up to be quite a lot, you know.
I love
So I
that because
think,
they want you to pay on time, but meanwhile, if they owe you, you're going to be waiting by the mailbox for a little while.
I know it's very, very bizarre, eh? Unbelievable. So I think the tax planning issue of financial planning is a big element of what we should do. But again, many people, you know, when people do their tax planning in April, like right now, when they're filling their taxes out, and it's too late to do anything. You can't buy an RSP, you can't buy an FHSA, you can't, you know, sell a loss, like a to create a capital loss for yourself. There's many things that you can't do. So, you know, see what mistakes you did in 2023 and avoid it for 2024 when you file in 2025, right? So remember, we're already in April. Geez, we'll, you know, end of April already almost. So what did I have to pay? What did I get back? And have a look and see what you did, right? And
So
what your refund is, or what you have to pay.
it may be too late for some people for this year, but now is the time when it's fresh in your mind to start planning for next year to make
Right.
sure you don't fall into the same traps.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's funny, yeah. When anything is fresh in your mind, that's when you do it. You know, write it down to avoid the mistake. And use your financial advisor to help you to avoid some of these you know, taxes owing when April comes, right? Maybe there's nothing you can do. I don't know, maybe on your situation. Maybe there's some things you can do, right? One thing I find is always try and do like a mock return, like say in like November. You know, we get our T4s in January, but we look at our last paycheck in December sometime and see, you know, how much taxes did I pay federally and provincially along the year, and what I owe, and if I owe, how much money do I have to put into an RSP to offset that? So to save $1,000 in taxes, you need to, you generally need to buy about $3,000 worth of RSPs, right? So I'm not a big RSP fan, as people listening know, only because, not that it's a bad thing, but it's, you're deferring your taxes until you're 70, 71, when you have to take it out. And you can accumulate a mass amount of money in there where all the taxes that you saved over the 40 years, you might have to start paying it back, right? So I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying is you might want to have a look and see, you know, maybe if I owe 1,000, maybe I'll pay $500 in the taxes today to the government and buy enough RSPs to cover the other five. So you kind of hedge your bet. So all I'm trying to say is do some thinking. Don't take it for granted that the old-fashioned way that we did things, when it comes to taxes work, because before we never had a TFSA. We never had an FHSA. The only guy in town was the RRSP. So now there's different ways to save money. Some people, borrow money to invest, right? So for example, if you buy $5,000 in RSPs and you have quite a lot in your RSPs, maybe you want to take the 5,000 and borrow whatever that could carry. Now it's not for everyone. So you have to sit down with your advisor and make sure that it's appropriate for you, your risk tolerance, your age, and all that kind of stuff. So there's many things that we can do now that we couldn't in the past. And again, that's where your financial advisor comes into play to give you a lot of options. Not that you're going to do everything, but at least you're aware of, some things I can do. Maybe not now, but in the future.
There's really no way to avoid paying taxes, right? They say that the
No.
only two constants in the world are death and taxes.
And taxes.
And really, though, people I feel like treat what comes around at tax time as something that happened to them. It's something like, here I go. And hey, I'm guilty of that. That's exactly the way I always look at it. It's like I owed money on my taxes. That happened to me. I'm getting money back on my taxes. That happened to me. But you know what? We could take the steering wheel on that. We could be in the driver's seat on that if you plan ahead and you plan responsibly and you plan with a financial advisor like Kelvin the Money Guy. And I think that that's so important to remind people that tax planning is a big part of that relationship and the relationship that you have with your clients. It's not just, buy low, sell high. There's so much more going on, right?
Actually, yeah, you're right. It's not our industry and us financial advisors have really evolved. Well, many of us has really evolved into more of a holistic planning for people, because the tax brackets are only going up, man. They're not going down, I don't think, right? So you have to be very, very diligent and knowledgeable about what you want to do with your money. So, and then when you get the refund, what do you do with it? What are the
Right.
things I should do with it? Buy a TV? I don't know, but
Buy a boat, Kelvin. That's what you deserve it.
exactly. I mean, the best news people can hear is you're getting a refund when you do your taxes, right? But as I mentioned before, it's not really exactly a job well done, because it means that the government had your money all year, to do whatever they wish. Why couldn't you have it and do whatever you wish? So, and we know whenever someone is issuing us a check that we're not expecting, well, it's a great day. I didn't know I was going to get this money, so we're kind of, wow, this is cool. So it's very tempting to see it as a windfall. And guilt, you can do guiltless things like spend the money and do things you want to do, right? So those are things you really need to have. And while there's usually no harm in setting at least part aside for such fun things, the reality is most Canadians take the lion's share of the money and do other things with it. So some things that you need to do, one thing is maybe pay down a debt, right? Actually, not sometimes, always pay down the debt, right? Because it's money you didn't expect. So maybe take it and pay down the debt, depending on where you are in your world. I guess sending money to creditors isn't a much fun thing, like buying a big TV or something, but it really reduces your anxiety that you don't owe as much, especially like credit cards, like 19%, man, like car loans, lines of credits. Pay some of those things down, right? Especially, with today's higher interest rates, paying down the debt can have huge impact on future you,
Yeah.
leaving significantly more money in your pocket every month as you age and you get older. So look at that. Don't just look at, oh man, I'm going to spend my money, maybe pay down the debt that will enhance your money life down the road,
You know what, I look
right?
at paying down debt as similar to a renovation that happens behind the walls, right? For instance, I put insulation in my ceiling because the insulation that they put in the 80s was either gone or non-existent in the first place. And that insulation winds up paying off in, you know, lower heating costs and lower cooling costs in the summer. And yeah, it's not sexy. It's not like getting a new kitchen or a new bathroom. It's not the renovation that I would have wanted to put a ton of money into, but it's something that ends up paying for itself down the road. And paying off debt is, it's like that. It's, you know, you're not buying something nice. It's like a renovation behind the walls when it comes to your finances, because it's going to pay for itself because you're not paying the interest on that debt going forward, or you're not paying as much at least.
I mean, there's about six other things, in my opinion, you can do with your tax refund. So maybe after the break, we'll touch on a few more of those things.
Awesome. That's coming up as we continue with Your Life, Your Money. Don't forget to put this number in your phone, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And go to his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. I'm Chris Creston with Kelvin the Money Guy, and this is Your Life, Your Money on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome back to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I'm Chris Creston, and we're talking about your tax return, how to make sure you don't owe money, and what to do if you're getting a good refund this year. Don't forget Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. You can listen to past shows. You can listen to this show. You can share it with your spouse or a friend or family. Askkelvin.ca. You can click on the schedule a call link, and you can book a time and date of your choosing when you can talk to Kelvin about all the things we've been talking about here today. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can use the phone the old-fashioned way, 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And Kelvin, you know, I was mentioning that my wife and I had filed our taxes. We discovered we're going to make some money. We're going to get some money back. And she was a little ticked off at me, actually, Kelvin, because I wasn't that excited. She sent me the dollar amount on a text message, and I'm just like, did not respond to that text message at all. Instead, I responded later to the next thing that she had mentioned. And then she she says to me, did you not see my message about the tax return? I'm like, yeah, that's okay. That's great. That's okay. Not because we're loaded and I couldn't use the extra money, but because I kind of like, all right, that's nice. It's a relief, but it's also money that I should have had in my pocket this whole time. Thank you. Thank you, government, for giving me my money back. So not that I would ever say no to a check with real money, but it is something that obviously there's a difference in reaction that that people will have. I think more people will have the reaction that my wife had, which is, yay, all right. Wow, this is great. You know what? That vacation we're planning, it's going to be a little bit nicer. Maybe there'll be a few more nights out. Maybe we can upgrade on our flight. I don't know. We're not. But, we've got twins. The upgrade is flying with four people.
Yeah, I know. Everybody treats the tax refund differently, right? Mm-hmm. One thing people should do is invest it for the future, right? Using a tax refund to invest is a proven way for money to earn its own money, so money on your money, right? Mm-hmm. You know, which can help you build long-term wealth, right? So, you know, when you talk to your advisor, they can help you take that refund and decide which investments are more appropriate for you, you know, alongside your objectives, your risk tolerance, and your time horizon for your money. And then you can start investing in, you know, registered things like RSPs, TFSAs, RESPs, FHSAs, which provide great tax advantage growth for you, right? Some people take their refund and they buy themselves a critical illness insurance. So every year, you know, your refund will pay for the critical illness. And if you don't get this critical illness in 20 years, you get all your money back. So the government actually paid for your critical illness insurance. So as many little things you can do to make this refund go a long way rather than just going to, buy yourself a TV or something. Another thing is to contribute to an emergency fund. So whether you already have an emergency fund or you want to start putting away some money for the rainy day, this could be a great use for you to do that, a tax refund. I mean, these days, this day and age with gas going up and food going up, it's really hard to create an emergency fund. We need the money to live today rather than an emergency fund. So maybe use this as as a crutch. And they always say, always keep several months of expenses in an emergency fund in case you lose your job or death or major illness may happen, right? Like, or maybe car problems or whatever. So take some of this refund and or all of it and put it into an emergency fund for you that if some tragedy was to happen down the road, right?
Yeah, I think that that's smart, and it sort of turns it into accidental savings plan, right? Like I wasn't planning to save a bunch of money, but the government saved it for me for a year, and now I get to hold on to it. What do I do? How do I keep that rolling? And like you said, a emergency fund is so important because you don't want to be caught with your pants down. Like you said, car troubles. Which seem to only cost more and more every time you go to the mechanic, right? So much is riding behind your bumper and under your dashboard. There's so much that could end up costing you so much.
I know. Yeah, tons of costs. Another thing that people can do is donate to a charity.
Right.
One thing the pandemic put a spotlight on is the struggles many people face, right? And house and some organizations, that are now committed to helping others to deserve greater financial support. So, when you donate money to a charity, like a registered charity, a lot of meaning happens to it. You're actually doing something good for someone. And when you donate money in Canada, you get a 40% tax credit on, I think, over $500 or something like that. Check with your advisor or your accountant to see. But yeah, you get back a 40% tax credit. So you're not only helping others, you're also getting back some of the money, right? So it's something that people may want to look into. If you have if you have quite a bit or whatever,
I
right?
think that's so good to think about too when people feel sort of helpless about the things that they hear about in the news and the plight of others around them in their community or around the world, and they think, well, what can I do about it? Well, a charity is great, and that tax incentive is built into donating to charity and being able to file for that, and that helps you down the road next year when it comes to your taxes as well.
I mean, I forget they said, I think charity giving is a little bit up, I think, this year, even despite that, the economy is bad and so on, because I guess so many people are going to food banks and so on that, people are finding it, in the goodness of their heart to give some money out to help others, right? Which is always a good thing. It can help you. And like you say, you actually get some money back yourself. So it's so like a win-win for everyone, right?
I sound like such a terrible. What's in it for me? Helping people. What's in it for me? But hey, you know what? I think that that is a terrific thing, and that's why that tax incentive is built in to charitable giving to make sure that people are taking care of one another, and maybe that'll take a little bit of the load off of the government for having to take care of people instead.
So there's many things you can do with the tax refund. And then after the break, we'll touch on a bit more.
Awesome. Talking about what you can do with your tax refund and how to make sure that you don't owe more next year. That's coming up with Kelvin, the Money Guy, here on 640 Toronto. Let me throw out those numbers for you again. 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And the website is askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. This is Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston. Don't forget to call Kelvin up if you've got any questions about your finances, about your money life. It's 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Or you can go to his website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. And Kelvin, we've been talking in the last little bit about what you can do with your tax returns. So you've been lucky or unlucky enough to find out that the government's been holding on to some of your money, and you filed your taxes, and now you're going to get some money back in one of those fancy yellowish brownie kind of checks that they like to mail out.
And Yeah, right?
You get that brown envelope in the mail. That can't be a bad thing. So now you've found yourself with some extra money. Either way you look at it, it's more money than you had in your pocket the day before. What should you do with it? And we've been rolling through some of the things like paying down debt, building an emergency fund, and a whole lot more. Kelvin, what else can people do with their found money that the government's been holding on and keeping warm for them?
Yeah, so, you know, invest for the future with it. Donate to charity. One thing is for teens, you know, put it towards your education fees. Many kids, I mean, we all worked when we were like 15, 16 and made some money, right? So this is a timely way to get a head start on tuition fees, right? Teens who are working part-time jobs all year often receive most of the tax deduction back in the form of a refund, right? Because they, you know, you get pretty much all your money back, right? Your first $12,000 or so is not taxable. So if you make under that, you're getting all your money back, right? Mm. So those fortunate enough to pay all your children's education costs, it's a good idea to have them to contribute to things like their, you know, if you're over 18, to contribute to an FHSA, you know, you shouldn't buy an RSP, but maybe look at things like that. So their tax refund can really help to cover a lot of expenses when you get to school. You know how much it costs, right? It costs a fortune to go to school.
It costs a fortune. If you're going to York University, it costs a fortune just to park, let alone the tuition. So it is a pricey endeavor.
Yeah, actually, it's true, eh? When you think about that. Another thing I always encourage for people to do is I always say that we live once, right? Enjoy your life. Save for the rainy day, but enjoy your life. So take some of that money and spend it on yourself. Take the tax refund and buy something that you wish, that's something pleasurable, you know, like you're doing. Take a trip with your family.
Yeah.
Or some retail therapy, what they call it. Go buy your purse or your sunglasses or your golf clubs or something. I don't know. Make you feel good all summer, right?
I think one of the best things that I would offer, and maybe you can tell me if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but like find that thing that's nagging at you. Find something in your life that's just been annoying you, whether it's something in your home that needs fixing and you're just, you know, I think of, I know it's weird to bring up a Christmas movie, but you know, it's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey walks up the stairs every day, puts his hand on the baluster of the stairs, and it comes off, and it annoys him. You can tell he just wants to whip it across the room every single time. I hope that not everyone's living like George was in a house that's falling apart, but there's got to be something in your life that's been nagging at you, and you just, you know what, I need a new one of these, or I need to fix that thing, and you've just been putting it off because it's just, you know what, it's not on the priority list. I think if you got some extra cash all of a sudden, that's the thing you should take care of, and it's going to clear a lot of your stress and mental health and just make you feel a lot better because if you remove that thing from your day, because that's the thing that is going to be, if you're having a bad day, that's the thing that's going to be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, like an outside beer fridge. You have to walk into the house all the time.
You know what, Kelvin? That is exactly what we should all be investing in. I love that
Right?
idea. Ooh.
Yeah, it makes, you don't have to walk back and forth to the house to get your beer and so on. You just have a nice beer fridge in the backyard and chill out,
And
right?
you know what? That's an investment because you think about every time you open the door, you're letting the air conditioning out. So think about the savings. This
That's
thing's
right.
paying for itself.
So then your spouse is not mad at you that you're bringing dirt into the house and all. So you see,
You're
you
right.
can have a great time with this reef, but this time, just so you know, the tax refund isn't found money, right? Or a gift from the CRA. It was always your money to start with and should be used wisely. If the beer fridge is wisely, go knock yourself out, right?
Sounds wise to me.
And like we said before, the big refund is not an indicator that you're doing a lot of tax planning. It's an indicator you're not doing much to reduce the taxes, right? And if you do enough and you pay just a little bit, you're actually doing a better job than getting a big refund. So you really have to rethink about, how we pay taxes, how to avoid paying it, not avoid paying it or pay less taxes. And look at some of the things out there that's available to most of us: RSPs, TFSAs, FHSAs, borrowing money to invest, which is not for everyone, but have a look into it, and yeah, embrace your money that you're getting back. Now, if you have to pay a lot back, this is where you want to sit down with your advisor and kind of strategize as to why am I paying so much taxes. And it could be how you started out the show by saying maybe I got two jobs or three jobs to make ends meet, and one employer don't know that the other one knows. So to fix that, maybe have them take out more money or take the money for yourself and put it into an RSP or a TFSA, and then at the end of the year or into February, register whatever you think to help you save the taxes. And just remember, to save $1,000 on taxes, you need to buy about roughly $3,000 of an RSP contribution down the road, right? So, think before you do things, not just with your taxes, but with your money. The markets are recovering. I know we had a shady week this week that went by, but that's going to happen every so often. Revamp your money, sit down with your advisor, refocus. We're already at the end of the quarter for the year. Sit down and refocus on where you were in the last 3 months and where you're heading to in the next 3 to 6 to 9 months from now, right?
I think that it's the point that you brought up that, you know what, that if you're getting a refund, that means that you're not doing enough when it comes to your tax planning. And I think that it's so important if you have an advisor to talk to them. If your advisor doesn't know much about taxes, doesn't have accountants on their team or associate with them, then you call Kelvin, the money guy, and you've got yourself someone who can help you out with that to make sure that you're breaking even and you've got the money in your own pocket that you can be putting into your own investments and into something that's going to make you money in the long run.
Yeah, or go onto my website and you can ask all kinds of questions. If I don't know the answer, because I only know what I know, I will find the answer for you. So it helps you in your long-term planning with your money life and so on, right?
Awesome. Kelvin, thank you so much. The website is askkelvin.ca. That's ask KELVIN.ca. Or you can give him a call at 416 457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Thank you, Kelvin, for all your advice today. And for everyone out there, thank you for making us part of your Sunday. And stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.